Hello. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. Somebody sent me something great here. It's Al Capone's, well, I mentioned this earlier, the Al Capone Geraldo Rivera thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just talk about Bill Gates for a moment. I'd like to thank him for this. Have you noticed this thing that Windows does, and it's probably going to do it to you any minute now, Siri? You're going to be blindsided by this. This window comes up on my screen before I even start to convince you about this. Is this Jim Roop on the hotline? Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Program.
Hello,
Jim Roop. Hello, sir, and welcome. Hi, how are you, brother man?
I'm well, thank you. Hello, hello.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Microsoft Windows for a second. We run, let's see, what is it, Windows 2000 Professional here. Now, I don't know why, of all the infuriating things the computers, and there are many of them, by the way, thank God they got rid of that freaking the illegal operation error window that was coming up for like most of 1990s. Here's what they do now, though, because this just happened to be here. You want to talk about a thing that just fills me with blind, impotent rage and frustration. I get this window, and literally it happened while I was just in the bathroom. It's like I leave the studio, go and do a relieve myself. Well, see, that's a different error message. What does yours say, Sarah?
It says your system's low on virtual memory.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I either have memory or I don't. It's not virtual. That's like saying I'm out of virtual coffee. There's either coffee or there isn't. Anyway. So I leave, I go to the bathroom, I relieve myself as nature intended, and then I come back in here, and in that, like that 60 to 90 second window, this little message has come up on the screen. Automatic update, the window is labeled, right in the middle of my screen. Updating your computer, which I didn't even know was happening. Apparently that was just happening without my permission, my consent, my request, my knowledge. It says, updating, this is the Windows message on my screen now, updating your computer is almost complete. You must restart your computer for the updates to take effect. And then it says, do you want to restart your computer now? Now, here's the funny thing about this. If you look at my screen, you can see where it says, do you want to restart your computer now? There are two buttons, restart now, restart later. The restart later button is grayed out and cannot be pressed.
Uh-oh.
Why? Why would you give me the two buttons here, one of which says restart now, and you know that thing, you've had that happen, right, where you install some little tiny piece of software, just something, it's meant to do a menial task, it's not a huge upgrade, but then you have to restart your whole goddamn computer just to get this new, like, picture viewer thing to work.
Yeah.
And it's a huge pain. Why would they do this, where it says restart now and restart later, but the restart later button can't actually be pressed? It doesn't
just
work.
Just push it out of the way until you log off.
I understand that, but why do they even lie to me and pretend that if I have no choice, just do it. If Bill Gates is going to come to my house and forcibly take money out of my wallet, sleep on my couch, have sex with my sister, and then steal my car in the morning, just do it. Don't ask me. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be
an invite, man.
I don't mean to be ranting about this, but it's that button right there. It's like the American political process. It's the illusion of control and input that really it does nothing. It does nothing. It's just there to make you feel powerful. That restart now button, that is like the door close button in an elevator, and it's like the crosswalk button at any major intersection. They do nothing. They are connected to nothing. They're attached to nothing. They are simply there to give you the false illusion of input into the system.
So which one did you try? Did you try to press? Did you press restart computer now?
No, I moved the window down to the bottom of my screen. I can't entirely get rid of it, but I put it way down in the corner by the clock. So it's kind of out of sight, out of mind.
You can't right-click it and then close?
No.
Oh.
No, because Bill Gates hates me. I'm sorry. You don't deserve to be the unwitting the target of my ire.
I don't mind being your pincushion.
Sounded strangely homoerotic. hey, Peter Boyle's dead. How much does that suck? That sucks a lot. And I did not watch Everybody Loves Raymond, but you know what? I saw that guy over the years in so many movies. Of course, very famously in Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
He was in a lot of other Taxi Driver. He was in Malcolm X. He was in The Brinks Job.
Candidate. You know, remember, he was Robert Redford's campaign manager.
Candidate. I forgot all about that. The Candidate.
That was really the first role that he wasn't.
Typecast.
A bad guy, kind of, yeah.
Because he's such a big man physically.
Yeah.
And he was, especially after he did that movie Joe, and he was typecast as the heavy for a long time. Yeah, The Candidate, where he was, I forgot all about that.
And, you know, he started kind of late. I mean, you know, he was a monk, or at least training to be a monk, Christian Brothers monk.
Really?
And he quit that to get into acting. What a jump, huh?
Seriously, well.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah.
And did we know, I mean, was it known
we knew
that
he was sick? Yeah.
I see, I didn't know that. So what is it? Is it a cancer or?
Oh, he had a bunch of different diseases. I think myeloma, he had heart disease. He was in a bad way for a long time. I didn't realize how serious it was, though. I mean, I didn't know he was, you know, at death's door when I got the word this morning.
Well, you know, I kind of like that, actually. Don't you? Don't you kind of like it when a celebrity dies of something that they've had for a long time, but it's like it just sort of happens because they didn't feel the need to bother everybody with it? Like, they didn't put out a press release about it?
You could tell toward the last part of the last season of Raymond that he was looking kind of thin and tired.
Looking a little gaunt.
Yeah, you know, and he wasn't delivering the lines with the same pizzazz he was before. In fact, they gave him less lines.
Yeah.
I think maybe even suffered a heart attack during taping once. So he looked like he was ready for retirement.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a long past due, really.
Yeah, seriously.
This is kind of permanent retirement.
Well, what are you going to do? We were playing that Young Frankenstein clip earlier, and I thought...
That's a great film.
I think we've got, you know, but the thing is, it's like, and I've got this here where it just... I did not see Young Frankenstein in the... And I hate to be like I'm boiling the guy's whole career down to one thing, because I'm not. He did a lot. But, I mean, this, for people of my generation, certainly, or at least my temperament... Mel Brooks, you know, and his films were just so iconic to me and to a lot of guys. And that sequence, I didn't see Young Frankenstein in the theater, but I cannot imagine. I saw it growing up on TV and then video and DVD. And I can't even imagine, though, how funny that sequence was where he's doing the... I've got a little bit of it here.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
I mean, it's like 35 years later, and it's still hilarious to me, especially when you watch it, because he comes out, and he's in the tux, and he looks very dapper and suave, and then he just opens his mouth.
Because up until that point, all he did was go.
Yeah, and Brooks does this great fake-out where they have tricked you into thinking that because Gene Wilder, you know, what was an inanimate lump of tissue, now as a suave, debonair man about town, and they totally suck you right in, and then they just gut punch you with that retardo voice. And it's
great.
Just the funniest thing ever. And I mean, you know, and he just, yeah, he, I mean, it's not like he was, you know, like a huge towering cinematic figure, but I mean, it seemed like a good guy, good actor. It sucks that he's dead.
You know, I several opportunities to talk with him, and he's really, really a cool guy. I mean, it really was. I mean, it hurt my arm to talk to him because he was so tall.
Yeah.
But he's just really cool. You know, he's one of those guys where you talk to him and you think, man, you know, if I asked this guy to go have a beer, he'd go have one.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, and that's the thing that sucks. It's always those guys that are just sort of not obscure, but not really famous. They're just sort of, you know, he was a working actor. I mean,
yes, he was.
You know, and I admire that. It's a hard racket. Hey, let's just move on real quick. I was going to skip the obvious joke about had he eaten at Taco Bell, blah, 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 because that's that's beneath me. I'm above that kind of humor. I'm just going to ask, I don't understand this. So Taco Bell just seems so screwed.
I'm not eating at Taco Bell until I know where that friggin' E. coli came from.
That's what I'm saying, because now the CDC, Center for Disease Control, is saying that onions... They didn't call, but so, I mean, it could be anything.
They're back in the lab going, what the hell is it?
And so, this is a dumb question, are they positive it's E. coli?
Yes.
Okay, but they just don't know.
Well, they know the strain. In fact, the white onions tested positive for E. coli, but not the strain that made the customer sick that ate there. Ate at those several Taco Bell. So, it's like, wow, there's E. coli, but it's not the right one.
So they have no idea, like, where in the food chain this is coming from.
It's just bad, man.
That's got to make you feel good when it's out there somewhere. You're not really sure where. It's lurking around. And then Taco Bell took out that full-page ad in the USA Today, like, please, come on, eat here, you know?
Yeah, we're safe. Meanwhile, yeah. We don't know what it was that hurt these people.
Does it seem like E. coli and stuff like that happens a lot more now than it used to?
Well, I think we just catch it more. That process from the field to the store shelf or the restaurant shelf, that's a heck of a maze. You know, there's so many variables in the mix there that I'm surprised you don't find more of it.
Is this because of the corporate, and I'm not trying to blame everything corporation, but is it the corporate consolidation of the food industry? It's sort of the clear channelization of the food industry to where...
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, it's... you grow the stuff, you irrigate the stuff. You know, there's if you have a cow pasture next to where the crop is, and some of the manure through the irrigation makes it down into the leaves or whatever. I mean, it's so many. Or if the guy in the field is picking it and he's not, you know, the most hygienic of people.
Just saying, if his hand is down his pants.
You know, and he picks the lettuce you're going to eat, you know, it doesn't get washed properly. The only way really to kill E. coli is to cook it, and you can't cook lettuce, you know, and expect it to taste good on your burger.
See?
So you're kind of at the mercy of, you know, whatever happens.
It does seem like there's some slogan there in the, some sort of lettuce make you, let us make it a memorable meal. Let us, there's something there. And when I say the corporate, I mean, I'm just saying, though, because, in other words, are we at a place now where a greater number of restaurants than before are getting their food from the same original source?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, to where it's like one farm provides the, because you always hear about, like, there's one farm that provides 80% of McDonald's potatoes.
Well, mainly because we're running out of farmland.
Yeah.
I mean, we've developed so much land and we've lost so many farms that there's only a few places now. Central California is a big farming area, you know, parts of the Midwest, of course. But you're losing so much of that of farming because of development and because it's cheaper to get certain vegetables and fruits from other countries.
Yeah. So let us pray. Before, no, there's something. I don't know what it is. Okay, well, we'll see. You just put your mind. I'll have my listeners get to work on that. We'll come up with some exciting new slogan for that. Hey, let me ask you this. Yes, completely unrelated note. There is no right or wrong answer to this. I'm simply going to ask you as an objective outside observer. If I was to tell you the name of a child, what gender or sex, I can never remember which one it is, what gender would you believe a child named Cadence to be? Cadence.
Female.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Scotty J.
Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right, and that's what it sounds like. You're wrong in that the Scotty J named his son Cadence, and he doesn't really
see a drummer or something.
Well, no, he's not. I mean, Scotty might hope that he becomes a drummer at some point, but even if he is, like, how many people hear Cadence and go, oh yeah, like Neil Peart? No one. We were just trying to make the point. I'm sure he's a fine lad. I'm just saying. It seems like Scotty may have. Maybe it's like a boy named Sue kind of.
Yeah, I was just thinking that exact thing. You know, maybe just making sure the kid can take care of himself.
Maybe that's what it is. He didn't seem to grasp. He just disagreed with us in our assessment.
Did he say where he got that name from? If you pardon me, any of that in a preposition.
Well noted. Let's ask
Scotty J. This
let's
is David
find
Cassidy.
Out.
I don't know what else to say except
you're not going to amount to jack squat.
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
Hello, sir. Scotty.
Well, good afternoon.
So, where did his name come from?
Okay.
It's Cadence.
We were searching for different names before
did
he
you
was
buy
born.
A baby
on the internet?
Please say a baby name book.
yes. As a matter of fact, it was a baby name book, but I did not see it there, and I don't remember where I actually saw the name, but...
What does it mean?
Well, I knew that I wanted... okay, it is like that parent thing where I...
Is somebody living vicariously
yes,
through the child
yeah,
before the child is even born?
Exactly.
Is somebody a frustrated drummer?
Yes.
Oh.
No, so, you know, the day he's born, we put two sticks in his hand, and we name him Cadence, and, you know, you're the first person in 8 years to go on this tangent.
Second. Group said it, too.
Yeah. Jim Roop, who is a newsman at CNN, felt that it was a female.
Well, number
name.
One, he doesn't have any problems at school, and
how old is he?
He's 8.
Yeah.
He's lived with that name for 8 years so far.
But everybody calls him Cade. Anyways, that's just the formal name.
See, Cade,
you know.
Cade is sort of an interesting name,
yeah.
I suppose.
There's like some football players named that.
C-A-D-E. If I were you, I would start before he hits high school. If I were you... I would start ratcheting it to Cade right now and just start calling him that. I would start getting him trained to respond to that. Because if he takes a girl's name into high school, it's just going to end badly. That's all I'm saying.
it could attract some girls. Who knows? The second thing is...
Does he have long, flowing blonde hair and slender, high cheekbones?
Well, they're doing that 70s thing with their hair these days. I can't stand it.
The kids and their rock and roll. The kids... Now, is he currently taking drum lessons?
Oh, yeah, for about...
Did he ask for those?
10 or 11 months. Yes.
Uh-huh.
He's actually had a drum set in his room since he was 3, I believe.
So this
and
is
he didn't start playing it till
just
he
so
was
so desperately wants to make daddy happy.
6 and a half, 7. No, but he started and he ended up being a natural. So that
of course he did. He's probably more better looking and smarter than the other children, too. Were his finger paintings exceptional when he was like 2?
No, but
did it seem, even at a really young age, like he almost knew the meanings of words?
I know how parents talk about their children in such a fashion, but he's actually...
But yours is true in your case.
It is true. I mean, the guy can outspell me. It's ridiculous.
Well, Scotty, come on. Now, hey, Jim?
Yeah?
Let me ask you... Never mind. I was just going to say... Never mind. One of these. Jim, did we have you take part in a spelling bee at one point, or was that Lisa Goddard?
No, that was me.
That was it, you, yeah, and Scotty did...
It did all right.
You did not do all right.
Oh, we were letting the other person win.
Little girl beat you.
And we were letting her win.
And you know what? And the other, Scotty couldn't even name the 3 branches of government the other day.
I named 2 of them. That was pretty good for not even thinking about it for 20 some odd years.
Yes,
I don't pay attention to that type of stuff.
I don't pay attention.
Nor did I when I learned it. But
I believe, and you believe the Emancipation Proclamation to be quote some kind of law or something.
Well, it is kind of. It was a law.
The best part was when I said, well, no, we have 3 branches, which are the legislative, executive, and judicial. And I said, we have 3 branches of government because that serves as a system of checks and...
said, no, I don't think you said checks, the checks right. part.
Checks and democracy.
You didn't say the checks part, I don't think.
Sorry, what am I
doing? He said balance.
Yes. let's quickly take one call here with Jim. Jerry, hello, sir.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up? Hello.
I just wanted to say regarding when I heard about Peter Boyle, I almost had to pull over the car. I thought he was just a fantastic actor. But if you're going to talk about what Peter Boyle did, you got to put in Johnny Dangerously. Did you ever see that movie?
With Michael Keaton.
With Michael Keaton, when the toilet explodes and he's standing there and he's holding the tubi line ever.
All right, thank you, sir. There you go. Yes, thank you. That's it, Jerry. All right, Jim Roop. Well, a sad day, but, you know, tomorrow we'll have, like, a whale attacking somebody here.
Tomorrow the Golden Globe nominations come out, so.
Really, seriously, like, every single day, there's, I don't even care. I don't even care enough to get angry about the fact that there's another award ceremony. So, all I know is that Scarlett Johansson gave an interview last week where she said that she was eventually going to do a full frontal nude scene before she, quote, got too old to do it well. So that puts a little smile on my face and a spring in my step, and that is all I care about on this day, sir.
Got something to look forward to.
It's true. All right. Enjoy your southern... What's the weather like today? How warm is it?
It's about 77 degrees. Sir. It's supposed to rain this weekend, though.
Oh, boo friggin' who. Yeah, cry me a river. All right. Tan boy. All right. Thank you, sir. Jim Roop, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Roop in Los Angeles. There you go. Oh, 75. It's going to rain.
Good one, Rick.
What?
Tan boy?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's down there. He's no right to complain about anything like that. All right, Scotty. All right. Let me know when your son has the inevitable nervous breakdown. You just let me know about that. Oh, is that your cell phone? Is that your... All right, thank you. We'll get back. Just see if we can hear the greeting. It's fantastic. All right, it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Don't go anywhere. We are back after this. Don't go anywhere. Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970. Coming up later on, we revisit Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth. We've also got Tracy Guns from LA Guns. We're going to talk to him next hour. We're going to come pair tickets to see LA Guns along with Bullet Boys and Appetite for Deception tomorrow at Outlaws. You're listening for that. Oh, and somebody sent me Talk about, there's a couple of things that you always know you're going to get at the end of the year. There's stories that people will always send you. It's like we were talking about, that every Thanksgiving you have to hear the stupid... Every Thanksgiving there's a stupid butterball hotline story that you have to hear on the news. Oh, yeah, you don't want to use that headphone jack over there.
Yeah, you think?
Yes, that's... You shouldn't plug anything into that. That's...
Thanks, Buzz.
Sorry. Thanks for being a pal. No,
I thought maybe you had fixed it.
What?
Yeah.
Anywho, never mind. I was going to tell an amusing anecdote about...
But now I'm deaf.
What? No, I was...
Who are you people?
I was just going to say that every year the news stories that come out at the end of the year, and one of them... Here's one we haven't got yet. Maybe this came out early in the year. I missed it. There's a story that comes out every year. Comes, and if you do any sort of a zany morning show or whatever, and it's that... It's that story that, you know, kids who are going to college this fall have never known a world without blank. And it's like a page of crap that, like, the class of 2005 or whatever has, they've never known a world without blah, 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 blah. And the other story that comes out is this one. And I only got sent this, I think, because of Scotty and his unfortunately named offspring. About the most 100 popular baby names of truth. And I'm not going to sit and dwell on it because then it's like I might as well...
Oh, we're not going to be that show, are
no,
we?
No, because then I might as well have like a horn, like a honking horn in the background and play Battle of the Sexes. I don't understand at what point, though, we had some paradigm shift where you had to either name your girl after a 19th century poet or like some hoe on a brass pole somewhere. Because it's all... And you can listen to when exactly the disconnect happens, where they all either sound like they're writing like Anna Karenina sequels, or like they're gyrating in front of your face to get a dollar. It's Emma, Madison.
Those are great names.
Those.
My niece's name is Emma.
No. Those are the great names. Jasmine. Ashley with two E's. Lauren, Grace, Alexis. Kaylee. Those are the names that jump right off. Isabel, Elizabeth, Anna, Marissa.
It's
like a 3-1. I'm just saying. Every girl named Marissa, and you know this is true.
I don't know any Marissas.
Every girl named Marissa is short, fat, blonde, has immense breasts, and will sleep with anyone. And you know that's true. All right, moving. You know it's true.
Everyone but you, Rick? Everyone but you?
Is my bitterness so obvious? I'm just making the observation there. Never mind. Let's do this one call, and then we'll do the post-it-ing contest. Hello, Patty. You're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hello, Rick. And hello. This is Patty with a Y.
We've had a whole discussion about that, too.
I know.
Your name ends with an I.
I know. Anyway, along the lines of our little guys, climbers being lost on the mountain, there is a group out there called Those Darn Accordionists.
Right.
And they are fantastic, and their latest CD has a song on it called There's Another Dumb You Fill in the Blank on the Mountain. And you ought to access it on email or whatever because it's fantastic.
That wouldn't be right. That would be, it's too soon. That would be inappropriate of us to engage in that kind of humor on the
lyrics. When you listen to the lyrics, you'll get it.
All right.
It's all about timing.
All right. Patty, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, there you go. Patty. That's Patty. All right. And you know, and the thing about, and that is the last thing I'm going to say. The thing about Marissa, Marissas are a type. And again, I'm just saying, Marissas are always
like a Sabrina.
What is a Sabrina?
There was a Sabrina who was the class slut in my class.
Well, Lisa's always.
Lisa's are schoolgirls. They're good girls. They study.
Lisa's are kind of, they're schoolgirls, but in kind of a nutty way.
Well, no, they've
every Lisa knows a little nutty in a good way.
No, they're cute, but they're kind of crazy. Marissas are cute too, but they're chunky. They're chunky cute. They're sort of they're what my friend Todd would call porn star pretty.
Marissas?
Marissa.
Oh.
Yeah, a Marissa is kind of chunky, always blonde, you know.
What about Siobhan?
Cute in that sort of more of her to love kind of way. Siobhan has three kids, no dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know it's true. Bobby.
Built for comfort.
A girl named Bobby. Bobby, soccer team, full on gay, drives one of those Subaru brats. Moving along, let's welcome now to the... You know that that's the case. It's 503-733-2970. Let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson radio program. Tom Hunter from sister station 98... Our sister station from KUPL 98.7 New Country, the biggest hits, the biggest stars.
What's up, guys?
Have I got it right? Yeah,
that's beautiful.
I know. Sorry about the whole headphone thing.
That's okay.
You can only listen in one headphone.
Here's the thing about this studio. This studio is sort of an ongoing role-playing game where you roll the dice every day, and there's going to be something interesting or dangerous or lethal or not working. And today, it's that one of the headphone jacks, when you put your headphones into it, doesn't actually do anything except short your headphones out and deafen you. And then they never work again. We're also joined today by our good friend Buzz, who is we had him on the program before, the imaging, he of the Let's Glitzen fame,
okay.
The imaging master. All right, now, Tom, you are our current post-hitting champion, having dethroned John Paul. And so what we're going to do is I will go through. Scotty, can you bring me the prep sheet for this, by the way?
Do you know what songs there?
I know the songs. I don't know the intro times. So, Scotty, if you can bring me the intro time list, and I'll thank you. And I'll do a demonstration here. We all know what we're talking about. This is a lost art. I feel that it's incumbent upon us, the Rick Emerson program, to keep this skill alive into the 21st century. All right, so I will hit a post, Sarah. You just give.
Did Scotty? Are these the actual posts, or did he shorten them?
Well,
which seems kind of unfair.
Yeah, but another R radio edits. Sometimes you get an Alan song with
but
the.
Is it a radio edit or is it a Scotty J edit?
It's a Scotty edit, but you know what? A good jock should be able to hit the post by using the marked time alone.
Yes, as you've demonstrated.
Why don't you shut your hole? It's not as easy as it looks.
Shut your hole.
Should I see what random top five song there is in here? And you can try and hit that post.
Okay, but I got to know what it is, though.
Okay, let's find out.
You got to give me like a little. Okay.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Give me like 5 seconds. All right, you sit me whatever.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, it's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio. About 15 minutes on the right side of 1 o'clock. We got Battle of the Sexes coming up next hour. Our hit lines are open. Here's Tom Petty. He's talking about Into the Great Wide Open.
Eddie waited till.
You kind of sound like you were having some kind of.
I kind of fell
episode.
Apart there at the end.
Yeah.
An episode.
Should we try it one more time?
Let me try it one more time.
Okay.
You give me a different song if you want. Oh, wait, okay.
That's too sh- isn't
no,
that
no,
too
no.
short?
No, I can do this.
Okay.
Hey,
wait.
No,
okay.
Come on.
Right 1, 2, 3.
It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio. You're listening to Oldies 101.1. I'm Rick the Hammer Emerson. Coming up on an all-request lunch hour. More your calls coming up on another nonstop music jam. Here's Chuck Berry and Johnny B. Goode on Oldies 101.1.
Why is he doing
this? I could see on your face that you were going to say something else and you stopped yourself.
Well, yeah, but that's what it's. You got to pick and choose. As you, Sarah, post-hitting is an art. Post-hitting is a sweet science. Not unlike boxing or.
So you're the reigning champion?
Making a crepe. No, I'm not.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So let's give Buzz a crack here at the beginning. This
Buzz
is just
cannot
a dry
possibly
run.
Be further away from
no,
the microphone.
We're
going
to give you a
He's
dry run.
He's wedged in the corner.
Because you're the challenger. We're going to give you a dry run if you want. You get a dry run on which nothing rides. You don't feel like you need a dry run. You don't feel like you need a practice round.
Doesn't the champion have like right of first refusal?
We're offering you a practice round just to kind of warm up. All right, now he's
wow.
Buzz is,
I think we're making Buzz do something he doesn't want to.
Buzz, have you been dragged into this against your will?
Buzz needs a hug. Come here, Buzz. It's okay, honey. Don't be that way.
Buzz, are you in a
he
foul
has one,
mood?
Yeah, he's wedged in the corner with one hand on the door handle.
Buzz, let me out.
Buzz, would you rather be somewhere else at the moment?
You don't have to do it, Buzz.
No, I sense that you're not into it. I sense that you don't wish to participate. Are you sandbagging? Is this like an Ali thing where you're laying back like you're not into it and then you're going to like unleash the haymaker? All right.
Can you show me some shock and awe?
We can always have Scotty J come in and play in your place. I think he's always willing. Totally. Would you like to cede to Scotty J?
Buzzy, you need a fluffer?
Seriously, you don't... You seem very reticent. You seem very reluctant to take part. I don't want to be forcing you in. All right, Tom. All right, Tom, are you going first?
I guess the champ goes first. You're
all right.
Sissy.
All right, Sarah.
Pansy, you know what?
All right, Sarah, I will let you select the song here.
Ooh.
I think let's go for the number one. Let's go for Wonderwall.
Okay, this is Oasis Wonderwall with an intro time of 11 seconds. All right?
Sure.
Oasis Wonderwall, 11 seconds in 3, 2... One.
AM 970. It's Solid State Radio. It's Hunter in the midday. Got a request 503-293-2970. I messed it all up. Here's Oasis. on Solid State.
Today.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good right there. Okay. That was not bad.
I lost your request line number, Rick.
No, no, that's okay. But see, you recovered, even really not knowing what the hell you were talking about. You sold it. You were convincing with it. All right, Buzz.
Do we have Buzz do the same song?
Yes. Yes, Buzz will now talk.
You know what amuses me the most?
Hmm.
Is how big you guys are into this.
No, it's...
it's Rick. It's an obsession.
This is like damn Christmas for him.
I'm not the only one into it. You can look at me. Look at pure joy on
Tom's
face.
Opened up a present, and you're very happy about this.
All right. You know, if you'd rather be somewhere else, Buzz.
If I were only in the big pink tower of power.
Hey, that's where I used to work a long time ago. Easy on the insult.
Well, you did top. You did see. Not top 40. Here you did go. CHR, right?
Yeah.
You did at a station that we went
many,
name?
Many moons ago.
You did at an hour.
You were on air.
Yeah.
Awesome. A now irrelevant station in the Portland market, still clinging to life, beeping away miserably on life support, desperately trying to regain an audience, which will not happen. You worked there when it was when it was relevant.
It was huge.
All right.
They had
huge.
Like 30 and 40 shares. That doesn't happen anymore.
Them and MASH. Yeah, those days are gone.
A piece
friend.
Of the pie. I think I've just dated myself.
Let's go, Clinger.
Wow. All right, baby. All right, it's an 11.
And Smokey, wasn't he a reigning champ?
Smokey was the one who first knocked me out. He was the one who knocked me right out of the tower. Because I was all talk, and I can still do it an adequate job. But I am not the... He schooled me. He really did.
Wow.
So, all right.
I need to have the energy for this. I'm not sure if I can
maybe
keep up
thing
with
is,
you guys.
Maybe your thing is to be the laid-back post hitter. Maybe your thing is to be...
he connects
like
with the audience. He's not too overbearing.
Like the Willie Nelson of post hitting, where you got that jazz timing. You just sort of show up right there on time, even though people don't think you're going to make
no
it.
No stress.
In. All right, baby. It's 11 seconds. It's Oasis Wonderwall. You ready?
This is making me laugh. All right.
All right. That's what we do. We pick you up and make you feel good. We are a radio station for the whole family, Buzz, with no rap or heavy metal. All right, 11-second intro.
Oh, wow.
Oasis Wonderwall.
No rap, 11, heavy metal.
11 seconds in 3, 2...
Where do you start this?
Are you starting
this?
Over here.
Yeah, he's starting it.
I got it over here in the Cart-O-Matic.
Jeez, Cart-O-Matic.
That's what it's called. You're stalling.
All right, let's go.
All right.
I'm so frightened.
It's an 11-second intro in 3...
It's either this or you and Marissa.
2...
There you go.
1...
Day and night 70 Solid State Radio, Rick Emerson Program, and this is Oasis
Wonderwall.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna burn it back.
He tried. He didn't just run away.
Tried. No, you did it. Okay. It's fine. Okay, we have one more round. We have one more round here. All right, this is...
I think now he's a little more comfortable.
No, I think he's in the zone.
He waited 6 seconds in. I mean, he only had 5 to talk, so that was good.
Why you gotta
hate? Start it over.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Oh,
I see. Oh, I see. Now, look at that. This is like when Ali starts throwing those rights at Foreman, and Foreman just goes mental, like, come on!
Put your big boy pants on.
All right. Here you go. All right, 11-second intro in 3, 2, 1.
AM 970 Solid State Radio from the Big Pink Tower!
Yeah.
Tommy Two Tone. Caller request lines now. We love you, and we love Oasis Wonderwall.
Today is going to
be the day. Hey, look at that. Okay, now see, there you go. Look
how
you fall back into it. See, that's what it is.
Yeah, that was my own.
It took you the dry run and a little taunting, and then you turned it back on.
Awesome.
Good times. All right, we'll do. Okay, here's the second round.
See, that's what I mean. You tried too hard at that.
Something worth doing is worth doing well.
But you made that look easy.
That's what I'm saying.
You actually did.
It didn't seem like work. It seemed like it was just flowing naturally from your creative juices, sir. All right. Okay, Sarah, why don't you pick the next one?
The loins of creativity, Buzz, is what I said.
I say number 2.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
This is Michael Bolton.
Another 11-second intro.
I didn't know Michael Bolton covered this.
Club Nouveau did that.
Yeah. See, look at you with the CHR.
Oh, yeah.
Club Nouveau from their album Life, Love, and Pain.
No, I don't know that part of it.
Yeah, baby. I'm a loser.
Oh, you got it on vinyl, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
All right. This is Michael Bolton allegedly covering Lean on Me. It's an 11-second intro again. 3, 2, 1.
AM 970, Solid State Radio, the man with the curly locks and married to that Nicolette Sheridan from Desperate Housewives. This is Lean on Me, baby, on Solid State Radio.
Oh, and he stepped on it. And you sounded Latin there for some reason.
I didn't recognize the intro.
Yeah, I've never heard
I've never heard that. But you started to sound like it was sort of a, hello, have you met my sister?
Kind of a thing.
All right, Buzz. Same intro.
I don't even know this song.
I've never heard it. I'm going to demand that Scotty, that we play the whole thing here in a second.
I think he's got a choir or something. It sounded weird. I only have one headphone, so.
Yeah, that didn't sound like him. That sounded like the soft intro because it wasn't him singing. Like the chorus.
It's possible. So that's like an initial. That's like an initial post, not the secondary.
Can we bring the music up
post
so I can hear it at least?
Yeah, so can you pop that up a little bit?
Yeah, it's up.
All right.
All
right, let's just pick another song. That song's pretty crappy.
All right, well, Tom, can we pick another song for Buzz's round? All right, I'll tell you what. I'll pick a classic rock song here. We'll pick Cheap Trick.
Classic rock.
Dream Police, 7.6. 7.6 seconds. Cheap Trick.
Six.
I can either give you that or I can give you 15 with Jethro Tull. What do you want?
Bungle and Jungle.
All right. We'll give you one that's longer.
I don't care.
This is Jethro Tull, then.
Bungle
in the Jungle. It's 15.5 seconds. It's a 15.5 second intro. Jethro Tull, Bungle in the Jungle in 3, 2.
Am I Tommy Two Tone still?
You're whoever you want to be, baby. 3, 2, 1.
It's AM 970. It's like there's two at once there. Are we still going on this? That's not a song.
It is. It is a song.
You have not spent enough time listening to KGON, my friend.
No.
They're probably playing it right now and then again next hour.
I've actually played
I could be Marty Party. That doesn't even sound like a song.
All right, let's try it again. Okay, it's a 15-second.
Yeah, we get to read it.
This is the worst post-hitting contest ever. All right, 15-second intro.
That's
3,
what you for making me.
2, 1.
AM 970 Solid State Radio. Buzz and I feel as though I'm in a jungle, frolicking. Put daisies out, walking down the road. Please play my song, 733-5100. That's Red Soul.
Classic rock, AM 970. Oh, well, okay, now see, you have a little style
there. Wow, you sound a little crazy.
Now, was that how you used a jock top 40?
No.
Hell no.
What did you sound like when you did Top 40?
I was a 12-year-old on speed.
Did you have the big cranked up buzz voice, or was it the...
I did not puke. That's
really?
What we call a puker.
No, I did that, because I totally
you
did.
You puked?
You've never heard? Oh, don't make me pause. One of these days, I...
I could bring in old.
John
I was a
great
12-year-old on speed.
Oh man, you've never listened until you've heard Tim Riley do that. So you've heard Tim Riley when he was like, and Tim Riley was like a love jock, and he was doing like, hey, I'm playing. This is Tim Riley playing all your requests. Let's see if I've got real quickly. I won't punish everybody with these, but this is. You want to hear me? It was sort of a CHR, sort of a top 40, but it was like a rock 40 almost, where it was CHR, hot CHR rotation, like 90 minutes rotation, you know, on the real. But like Cinderella 2 and Bon Jovi.
Q105 in the end.
Winger.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, a lot of winger. In fact, I think on this air check, I think I promote a winger Cinderella Bullet Boy show on this award. This is me back with a name I picked out of a phone book, Rick Taylor, actually. but this is me doing CHR when I was 15, 16. So 90. So I would have been 90, 89, 90. So I would have been just turning 16, just turning 17, something like that. So, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the worst thing you've ever heard. Let's...
FM 5 after 8 on a Monday night. Rick Taylor for Greg DeLang. Still to come this hour, the Rhythm Syndicate, Color Me Bad, and Steelheart. Also making a break on your way at 8:40. Yeah. Right now, for the Foreigner getting low down and dirty. Drive to the hit music station, OK 95.
That does not even sound like
it. Hear that skimmer sound of the tape winding up and slowing down.
OK 95, FM local weather. Rick Taylor checking in for you. 8:17 on a Monday, and outside it's looking on the downtown arcade like 89. Shouldn't get too much cooler than that all. Overnight lows 70 down to 65. Highs on this week of 100. Might break 105, but who knows? No promises.
Who knows?
Right now, 89 in Rhythm Syndicate.
All right, so there you go. So
that's Rhythm Syndicate.
Wow. Totally, that's me. The weird thing is then, if you listen to when I did country, which is just like an oldies, like a year later, my voice was suddenly... like way low, like even lower than it is now, because I was trying to sound like I was in the demo.
Peter Brady.
Yeah, like when I was trying to do oldies, I mean, I was like 18 maybe when I did oldies, but it's like I wanted to sound 45. And so I'm talking like this, the four tops of oldies 101.1. It just sounds retarded. I mean, it's just, any two
that
of my
was
air
not
checks.
You.
It was me.
I don't believe it.
It was. All right. I'll do this. I'll do this, and then we got to bring down the curtain. Listen, this is actually earlier. I'm actually younger on this next air check. This was probably a year and a half before that one. So on this air check, I'm probably 15. Listen to how deep I'm pushing my voice, trying to sound like I'm in. And this is pre-Garth, or just as Garth is coming out. So it's not young country yet. It's still like Statler Brothers, blah, 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 blah. Listen to how old I'm trying to make my voice sound here.
Operation Continuous Country, Y106 FM. The Mellow South. Y106 FM, Ricky Skaggs, Let It Be You, Continuous Country now at 647, coming up at on 7 o'clock on this Sunday morning.
Every
church comes your way at 8:30. It's a half hour of gospel and inspirational music. Y106 wants you to know on that same note that there is a Tri-City Christmas tradition for thousands of people coming your way. Cathedral of the Desert presents the Living Nativity on December 13th through the 16th and the 19th through the 23rd. Tickets available at the Cathedral.
Yeah, it's gripping radio, isn't it? So there you go.
That's crazy.
So never feel bad about how you sound on an air check, because I've got an air check that sounds worse. So, I was a full-on puker. Full-on where they would, like, pot the mic way down and then just scream into it as loud as you possibly could. That was my whole thing, so... All right, Buzz. I don't feel your heart was really into today, but that's okay. I admire you coming in.
I don't feel I was a good opponent.
That's okay. You were really into this, and then today you just seem like you're just not...
It's one of those days.
By that time of the month? Biorhythm's off?
Marissa's on line two for you.
All right. Well, that's all right. Brad Dolbear's been talking some smack, so we'll fix his little red
wagon.
We'll
fix that little old hippie. Yeah. We'll hook him up. We'll hook up Cheech and Chong. We'll get him.
Seriously. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Buzz, thank you, Buzz. Thanks for coming in. And Tom Hunter, I think, who by any estimation remains the champion. So there you go.
As a week of a contest, Buzzy, thanks.
Hope
have another day.
Ladies and gentlemen, back after this with more of Tim Riley coming up next hour. Coming up next hour, Tracy Guns from L.A. Guns. The big show happening tomorrow. The Bullet Boys, L.A. Guns. We got tickets on the way for that. You stay right there. Here's Tom Petty. He's the last DJ on AM 970 Solid State Radio.
There goes the last DJ.